is Canada HR News on March 13, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about February labor force report from Statistics Canada, more ransomware attacks on Canadian organizations, the latest list of top diversity employers, jobs that are most impacted by ChatGPT, and other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Following up on the story we reported on last week about Indigo's data breach, a union representing 200 employees of the organization is calling on the retailer to disclose more information about the scope of its recent data breach and offer additional support to staff affected. United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, Local 1006A, says it is increasingly alarmed by new information that has come to light about the February 8 cyber attack on Canada's biggest bookstore. Current and former Indigo workers learned last week that their medical and immigration data were part of the breach, which the Toronto-based retailer previously said also included their names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, home addresses, social insurance numbers, and direct deposit information, such as bank account numbers. In the letter the union sent to Indigo last week, they said several other key concerns had still not been addressed. Those include whether the company is aware of any unauthorized use of personal information and what measures it is undertaking to better safeguard data. In response, Indigo says it takes the privacy and security of current and former staff seriously, and it is working to ensure they receive up-to-date information about the attack. A Canadian engineering company involved in critical military, power and transportation infrastructure across the country was hit with a ransomware attack. Toronto-based Black & McDonald has so far refused to publicly comment on the cyber attack. Black & McDonald is the parent company of Canadian base operators, which holds several contracts with the Department of National Defense for facilities management and logistical support services. Canada's Defense Department confirmed Thursday that its systems were not affected by a ransomware attack. A spokesperson for Canada's Department of National Defense told The Record that it was aware of a ransomware attack on the company. The spokesperson said that the Department of National Defense was notified on February 10th. Black & McDonald also has contracts with the Toronto Transit Commission and Ontario Power Generation, both of which told the Canadian press they were informed by the company about the ransomware incident. No ransomware group has come forward to claim the attack as of last week. Statistics Canada reports that employment held steady in February and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 5%. Employment grew in healthcare and social assistance, public administration and utilities sectors. At the same time, fewer people worked in business, building, and other support services. The number of employees grew in the private sector, while there was little change in public sector employment and in the number of self-employed. Employment increased in New Brunswick, Manitoba, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Prince Edward Island. It has declined in Nova Scotia. There was little change in employment in other provinces. Indeed reports that in Canada, job growth cooled to neutral in February after jumping to start the year. More eye-opening was the strong pace of wage growth. After slipping over the previous 2 months, the pace of hourly earnings growth jumped back above 5% year over year. Pay gains were especially strong in two contrasting sectors, accommodation and food, and professional and technical services, highlighting the broad-based nature of the shift. Flat GDP growth to end 2022 and sliding job postings in recent months both point to a softer labor market ahead. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate remains near its multi-decade low. The Conference Board of Canada reports that while rising wages allow households to navigate the rising cost of living, they also risk feeding inflation, especially when labor productivity is falling. In recent quarters, growth of employment and hours worked has outstripped output growth, a mismatch that has seen labor productivity decline in 3 out of 4 quarters in 2022. With little or no productivity growth, wage growth fuels consumer demand while increasing supply-side pressure by raising unit labor costs. It is therefore inflationary. The case for more productivity-boosting investment in Canada is not new. However, given the inflation risks created by the present wage productivity dynamic, it is today perhaps most pressing than ever. Although job vacancies still roughly 50% higher than the pre-pandemic level, they are expected to fall as high interest rates cool the economy. The Ontario government banned the social media platform TikTok from all provincial government-issued devices effective last week. All government advertising campaigns will be removed from TikTok as part of the ban. All Ontario Progressive Conservative Party caucus members will be required to remove the application from all personal cell phones. The move follows a similar ban announced by the federal government in late February. At the time, the government said security concerns were behind the move. All provinces have since then followed suit, with Ontario the last to announce its decision. The government review found that TikTok's data collection methods could lead to cyber attacks. Last week, MediaCorp Canada, the team behind Canada's Top 100 Employers project, announced the best diversity employers for 2023. The competition recognizes successful diversity initiatives in a variety of areas, including programs for employees from five groups: women, members of visible minorities, persons with disabilities, Indigenous peoples, and 2S LGBTQ+ people. According to MediaCorp, these winning organizations are driving change with progressive policies and programs that translate into real action, and are backing it up with transparency and accountability at every level. To view the list of winners and to get inspired by the programs that they put in place, see the link in the episode description. Facebook parent Meta is planning additional layoffs to be announced in multiple rounds over the coming months that in total would be roughly the same magnitude as the 13% cut to its workforce last year. The Wall Street Journal reports that the new cuts, the first wave of which is expected to be announced shortly, are likely to hit non-engineering roles. The company is also expected to shut down some projects and teams in conjunction with these cuts. Meta cut roughly 11,000 jobs, or about 13% of its employees last year. The reductions this year are expected to reach the same proportion of those who remain, though the final count of the cumulative cuts expected over the second quarter isn't yet clear. Meta chief executive previously said that 2023 would be a year of efficiency at Meta, and that some projects would likely be shut down at the company. Last year's marked Meta's first broad restructuring in its history as it confronted slumping digital ad sales and a plunging stock price. The layoffs followed a pandemic-era hiring spree that nearly doubled the company's workforce to more than 87,000 from the end of 2019 through last September. Meta will also be moving many of its offices to so-called hot desks in the coming weeks. For employees who are laid off, severance is expected to be roughly the same as that offered to those cut in November. The package, a minimum of 4 months of salary plus additional time based on tenure, was among the most substantial offered during recent tech industry layoffs. In recent days, Meta has been working to set up what has been referred to internally as an alumni portal, a website intended to streamline questions and paperwork regarding benefits. Rapid advances in artificial intelligence tools are quickly making large language models like OpenAI's ChatGPT a valuable resource for many workers. Executives are relying on the technology to consider different vantage points. Real estate pros are using it to write listings, and lawyers are generating first drafts of documents like wills and more. AI researchers from Princeton, the University of Pennsylvania, and New York University find that certain jobs, like telemarketers and teachers, are more exposed to the technology than others, such as psychologists and counselors. The term exposed indicates professions that may be impacted by AI in a number of ways, ranging from job loss to the inclusion of the technology to assist in some job functions. Telemarketers topped the list of the 20 most exposed occupations to language modeling. Post-secondary English language and literature teachers came next, followed by foreign language teachers. In fact, teachers claimed 9 of the top 11 spots. Professors are considering how new AI technologies will affect the jobs they do, including how they go about creating assignments for students. ChatGPT also may be used to create a syllabus or suggest readings. Educators create content, work with language, and that is what these technologies focus on. While in some cases AI will replace workers, in others it will complement their skills and free them up to perform high-level tasks that boost productivity and company's bottom line. In other words, the nature of work is more likely to change in these occupations exposed to AI. And this was Canada HR News on March 13, 2023. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcast. You can also find us in Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on Twitter at CADHRNews or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.